Hi, I'm Margaret, and this is Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First Year Teacher. I just started my first year of teaching, and this podcast is going to be about the ups, the downs, and the crazy that happens as I progress through this year. This podcast is for new teachers, veteran teachers, teachers-to-be, and anyone else interested in this journey that is the next year of my life. I'm trying an experiment this week. I want to get away from giving my psych kids a quiz every week. I'm positive that my psych kids would also like me to get away from giving them quizzes every week. They aren't here to speak for themselves, but I'm comfortable with that assumption. So that means projects, or essays, or presentations. Like I said last week, I can't come up with anything at all for sensation and perception. I've tried to think of something, I've looked all over the internet. Either the things I've found haven't been comprehensive enough, or they require too much setup. So this is the experiment. I'm letting the kids design a project. I was gifted with this idea, and I'm running with it. They get to get into groups, and with some constraints I've provided, they get to design a project that they want to do to demonstrate to me that they've learned the things I want them to learn. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to use the best of the ideas as a project for the unit. I've told them that the group whose ideas I use gets extra credit. Hopefully, that will inspire some competitiveness in them. If it works, this design your own project idea is something I can use when I'm in a pinch in the future. Plus, I'll get a project out of it. Two birds, one stone. Apparently, they've started getting kids to think about the classes they want to take next year. I'm supposed to promote my classes, where I can generate enough interest to ensure that the classes happen next year. I have no idea how to do this. I mean, I guess I can talk about psych and sociology and psych, and see if I can get anyone to take the other class next year. I have no idea how to reach people who aren't in one of my classes, though. I'm kind of just hoping for word-of-mouth advertising. I mean, I'm hoping I get to teach these classes next year. At least, I hope I'm getting to teach sociology next year. I could kind of take or leave psych. Insert a picture of the shrug emoji here. Parts of it have been good, but overall, it feels like more of a fight than sociology. What I'd really like to do is teach a street law class, but I have no idea how that would work with what everyone else is teaching. Also, there's already a business law class, and I have no idea what they cover in that. I don't want to duplicate someone else's effort or cannibalize their class. Plus, some of what we'd cover is also covered in civics, so same problem. Still, I think it'd be fun, and it'd put that whole legal education I've got to use. Anyway, that's for a later conversation, and hinges on them asking me to come back next year anyway. So, we'll see what happens there. Is it bad that I only want to promote my sociology class to some of my psych classes, but not all of them? Like, the chemistry in some of my classes is far superior to others. My first two classes of the day are dead. They barely interact with me. They barely interact with their friends, which seems weird. 3 and 5 are both full of energy. 3's energy is a little less productive than 5's, but they're both somewhat eager to do things. They're just more relaxed. 5 is my best class. They come to class somewhat invested. They're willing to participate when I give them opportunities to do so. They seem to like each other. Mostly, they're enthusiastic. I wish all of my classes could be that way, but I have no idea how to replicate it. 6th and 7th periods have a weird energy to them. There are parts of 6 that have good energy, and parts of it that appears to be completely checked out. And seventh, half of them are great, but the other half feels like they're suffering my presence because they know a teacher has to be in the room. But they'd be happy if I just gave them a textbook to read and stayed out of their way. Like, they're not dead like my first two periods are. They're just uninterested. It's a weird vibe. I doggedly press on, though, because I don't know what else to do. Maybe one of the trainings I'm going to will teach me how to get the kids more invested. There's now a second one that I have to do in January, but that one's taking place on a work day, so I wasn't expecting the time off, and there's no sub necessary as far as I know. Other things that happened this week. I scheduled my observation for the semester. The one with my mentor is on the 10th, and the one with the assistant principal is on the 15th. I shall now spend the next 2 weeks completely freaking out. But no one's going to fire me if I get a bad evaluation this year. It's next year that I have to worry about. At least it'll be over for the semester, and I won't have to worry about it for another few months. At least that's the idea, right? Let us return to the create your own project experiment. Most of the kids only sort of got it. I got some interesting ideas, but only one that struck me as both doable and fun. An obstacle course. A couple of the other groups had some ideas about having people do different things with different sensations. So I took that idea and melded it with the obstacle course idea and came up with something. There are four activities. Sight, sound, smell, and taste. I couldn't think of one to do for touch. Maybe next year I'll have them jump rope or something. Anyway, they do a BuzzFeed quiz about celebrity faces. They listen to a video about some oral illusions. They smell a cotton ball with vinegar on it. And they taste some Fruit Loops with their eyes closed. My mom and I spent at least half an hour separating Fruit Loops by color. Then they answer some questions about each activity, and finally answer a wrap-up question. I'm pretty pleased with it as an assessment. Plus, I think the kids kinda had fun with it. The faces they pulled when they smelled the mystery cotton ball were pretty hilarious. These ideas all came from my fifth period. Because of course they did. I wish I could make all of my classes like that. Here's the thing I've noticed. I can only be creative with one class at a time. My brain does not extend to being creative with two classes at a time. So I can figure out a sensation lab thing for psychology, but then I'm lost when it comes to sociology. They have a project due Thursday, so I'm letting them have another day to work on it in class. I showed them a brief TED talk on why it takes longer to grow up now, as an intro to what we're talking about next unit, and then I let them do their own thing for the rest of the period, in hopes that they'll finish their projects. Some of them have used that opportunity. I'm sure some of them haven't. The real problem is that I can't conceive of activities or lectures for both of them at the same class. So one class ends up doing something interesting, and the other gets a lecture or a video or podcasts. And I always feel bad for that class. It's something else I don't know how to fix. I don't have the energy to fix it. I think it's just going to be a thing for this year, and I have to balance out my efforts as best I can. I did, however, figure out projects for both of my classes to do on Monday when I'm not there. The sub shouldn't have to do anything other than sit there and make sure they don't kill each other. They aren't inclined to kill each other, so that should be a fairly easy job. In fact, they're all going to be working on projects all week. I have to teach a psychology lesson on Thursday because my mentor is observing me that day. But other than that, it's all projects all the way down. No planning necessary on my part. I'm hoping I can get caught up on grading while they're all working on things. We'll see how that goes. I mean, I've got to find motivation to grade something eventually, right? Anyway, that's it for this week. I'll be back next week with my impressions of the Capturing Kids' Hearts training that I'm going to Monday and Tuesday. As always, if you're enjoying listening to me, tell your friends. I'm on Twitter at pedagogywhat. No question mark. Bye.